Or a lake.
Yeah, right.
A lake that's left over after.
Yeah, I wish I could think of it, of the term. But now, you're using hole, like Jackson Hole. I have no idea why, whether that had to do with a place in the river where, you know.
I'm not sure myself. Yeah. I'm just, I keep asking the question because...
Yeah. But hole in the mountain, I don't know that the hole relates to the mountain. It might more likely relate to the stream that goes through there.
Could be. What are things that are, something that's smaller than a mountain, more rounded, is called a?
Well, a hill.
Okay. What is between two peaks in a mountain range? Okay. Is that the same
or
as
a canyon?
Okay.
A canyon is a really, it comes from Spanish. You think of a canyon as maybe being a little more rugged than a valley.
Okay. Does water always have to run through a canyon or not?
Well, that's what formed a canyon was, geologically, was water. I mean, erosion, Grand Canyon, whatever. River cut this thing over a million years, so I would say that it could be seasonal, but the water has to be involved in the canyon. And I think water is probably involved in most valleys. The river runs through the valley, or did run through the valley.
When water goes over a cliff, what do you call that?
A waterfall.
What's a draw? Do you know what a draw is?
A draw? How would you describe a draw?
Is it similar to a valley?
Well, it's a break along, you might have a mesa and the water had cut a place to run off, and you'd call that a draw. It's not big enough to call it a canyon or a valley, but you know, we'll have these flat areas, and they'll break off into to arroyos, and a draw wouldn't even be an arroyo, but it would be a depression.
What is the place in a river that is most dangerous to rafters? What's it called?
I've been there too, but what do I call it? A rapid.
Okay. Is that the same as whitewater?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference between a rock and a stone?
Well, a rock would, a stone would be more polished over the years, and like stones in a river are smooth, and a rock is jagged.
Okay. What do you call a woman who has lost her husband?
A widow.
Okay. How about a child born out of wedlock?
The old term was bastard. I don't know. They're getting a little more tolerant about that now.
Do you know any euphemisms for bastard?
Can't think of one.
Okay. What's a noisy serenade after a wedding? Sometimes they kidnap the groom. This is not a normal occurrence. This is a special...
Is it something southwestern or?
Well, it could be. I've heard of it happening in New Mexico.